Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Breakthrough Business Strategies Radio, and happy Monday to each and every one of you. This is your host, Michelle Price, and on Twitter, at Prosperity Gal, coming to you from the third coast of Houston, Texas today, where we're going to bring you information on business success mindset, your inner game, and Web 2.0 tools, techniques, and strategies, your outer game, making sure that you're equipped to create success in your business today. Now, let's bring on our Dom Cooper, the sales heretic, because I'm going to hear today and learn from him what are these five steps to creating a great sales presentation he has in store for us.
Good morning,
Don. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm loving it. We have another gorgeous Texas day, and all my friends up north keep telling me to be quiet.
Yeah, I think you're pretty fortunate in that respect.
Yeah, well, I won't be singing that same song come August. So tell us, what are these five steps you're going to share with us? You always make me want to tweet out things when you're talking because you're just so stellar that way, dude.
Well, get your fingers ready to type then. Creating a great sales presentation is actually a lot easier than people think it is. It is a very daunting task that can be broken down real simply into five steps. And each step is simply the answer to a very simple question. The first question is, who are your buyers? Now, this is 180 degrees from the way most people approach a sales presentation. Because most people, when they're crafting their sales presentation, think it's all about their product or their service. No! The presentation's about your prospect. So that's your first step, is who are your buyers? What do they need? What do they want? What are their problems? What are their goals? What's the situation that they're dealing with? Everything stems from that, because that's what they care about. That's what they want to know more about. So if you want a great opening to your presentation, don't start by talking about your company and your experience and your history and yada yada. Nobody cares. Open with them. You said that you want to achieve 20% growth this year, or you've got a problem with X. Whatever it is you know about them, start with that. Question number two is, what makes your product or service the best fit? Notice it's not what makes your offering the best, because that's subjective. The question, what's the best fit? That's a case you can prove more effectively by showing how your product or service fits their particular needs, wants, values, concerns, and so on. You don't need to have the quote-unquote best product or service. You don't even necessarily have to have the best product or service for the money. What you need to be able to prove to your prospect is that you've got the best product or service for them. And that gets back to question one, who is your buyer? Question number three, why should they trust you? Anybody can claim anything at any time. Doesn't make it true. And we have all experienced letdowns from companies we've bought from, people we've worked with, in many cases, friends and family members. We learn as we get older that we cannot take people at face value. So as you are presenting to your prospects, keep in mind that they are distrustful of everything you say. Why can they trust you? Give them reasons to believe what you're saying. Use testimonials. Use case studies. Use photographs, especially before and after shots. Use video. Use third-party reviews. Anything that you've got that helps to bolster your credibility, include that in your presentation. Too many people don't include that kind of supporting information, and that makes the presentation a lot weaker. Yeah, you can say you're the best. You can tell me all the details about your process and your quality and yada, yada, yada. But why should I believe it? Give me some proof. Question number four. where do they go from here? In other words, what's the next step? Do they need to go to a website? Do they need to call? Do they need to sign some documents? Where do they need to go? Tell them specifically what to do. If there's more than one thing, give them a specific order in which to do it. Make it very clear for your prospect. Make it easy for them to say yes. And then question number 5 is, when should they take action? The obvious answer might seem right now. However, that might not necessarily be the case. If you're presenting a proposal with a number of other companies, you might not be the last person to propose. So they might have a specific process for making their decision. Or you might want them to decide right now. At any rate, you want to tell them when they should take action. You must have some kind of a call to action in your presentation. Otherwise, you've wasted your time. If you don't actually ask your prospect to buy from you, you might as well not make the presentation. So tell them what it is you want them to do and tell them when they should do it and give them a good reason why they should do it. Why should they buy right now? Why should they decide before the end of the week, before the end of the month? Is the price going to go up? Are interest rates going to change? Is there some kind of a special bonus going on right now, some kind of a promotion? Give them a reason to buy when you want them to buy. That's it. Just those 5 questions. If you use those 5 as the framework for crafting your presentation, it will be fantastic.
Oh, Don, I love how you break these things down so they're in chunks that we can absorb. Because I noticed that that's where people really hit a lot of hurdles.
Absolutely.
They look at the whole situation and they go, I don't know where to start. So thank you for sharing with us what those 5 steps are. And I am going to take that leap of faith that you're going to do another really cool blog post I can link to and send people where they can see this.
You betcha.
Awesome. We love it. We just love it. Thank you, Don. I appreciate it so much because I know how hectic your schedule's gotten lately. So thank you for coming on and sharing with us that first Monday.
You are very welcome, Michelle.